Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Vigorously Advance on the Path of Return by a practitioner from Inner Mongolia, China.
Minghui Fahui, Vigorously Advance on the Path of Return by a practitioner from Inner Mongolia, China. Greetings, benevolent and great master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'd like to report to Master on my cultivation experience this past year and share with fellow practitioners. Balancing family relationships and widening the path of validating the Fa. There are three generations in my family of five. My mother-in-law often bitterly argued over trivial things. My father-in-law has hearing issues and always turns the volume up very high on the TV. I'm a quiet person and like a quiet environment. I feel that such loud family members make me lose face. So I often felt that I was out of tune with this family. During the past year of cultivation, through Fa study, I developed an even more clear understanding of the relationship between practitioners and everyday people, including the relationship with family members. We need to put ourselves in the position of practitioners and position well the relationship between practitioners and everyday people. As long as I was at home, I always searched within and took the initiative to help my mother-in-law do housework. Now my mother-in-law has become a DAFA practitioner as well. I often need to coordinate with fellow practitioners, and my mother-in-law takes care of almost everything at home. Searching within and truly treating the family compassionately helped turn the family environment into one that works well with Fa validation. Searching within and cultivating while cooperating with fellow practitioners. A. Eliminating resentment and resolving conflicts. I often work with local practitioner A and practitioner B from another area on certain projects. One day, practitioner A told me, "Practitioner B asked me to tell you to cultivate your speech. She said you've told others everything about her family." I immediately got angry. Later, I was enlightened by Fa principles that I should not have been angry after hearing something I didn't want to hear, and that I did not maintain a calm and happy mindset regardless of what I encountered. Another day, practitioner B worked with practitioner D on one project. I met with D almost every day. The next day, D told me, "Practitioner B said that you have loopholes in your cultivation and that you and practitioner A took over all the projects and did not let others participate. That selfishness is very dangerous." She implied that practitioner A and I were really very dangerous. This time, I got even more angry. I was extremely depressed and did not want to do anything and did not want to see any practitioners. What practitioner B said caused gaps between me and practitioner D, who has also thought that I was selfish. Because of what B said, D and I had several arguments. Fortunately, both of us realized that it was an evil factor that was interfering with us. I stayed at Dee's home and studied the Fa for a full day with her and sent forth righteous thoughts every hour on the hour. We also searched within. The next day, the gap between us vanished. However, every time I thought about what practitioner B had said, I still felt uneasy. Because B was from out of town, she did not really know our local situation, but what she said depressed me. I was no longer motivated to validate the Fa. Even when I sent forth righteous thoughts, I could not get rid of this negative substance. Later, a fellow practitioner told me that she felt my helplessness and anxiety in my letter to her. I saw resentment, hatred, and that I felt wronged. I started studying the Fa with a calm mind and sent forth righteous thoughts strongly to eliminate the bad factors. Presently, I am working very well with Practitioner B and other practitioners. The words that come out of our mouths carry energy. We should not say bad things, otherwise it will hurt other fellow practitioners, which could bring a negative effect. B. Cultivating to be able to take criticism from others. One day, Practitioner A and I went to another practitioner's home to give him some paper currency with truth clarification messages written on them. Just as we were about to leave, the practitioner asked, "Do you need money for projects?" Before he had finished, I said, "We just happened to. How much can you contribute?" He blushed and pulled out 2,000 yuan from the bills we had just given him. On our way back, Practitioner A almost shouted at me, "Do you know how bad his family's finances are? You even asked for money from him. His wife was persecuted and doesn't have any income. They have to pay for their child's college tuition. He also has to pay for his niece's tuition because his older brother passed away." I shot back, "He is willing to give on his own." I knew I was merely trying to defend myself. Practitioner A said, "But you insisted that he pull out 2,000 yuan from his own pocket." Practitioner A and I argued about the seriousness of this, and it seemed that the gap between us grew. This was supposed to be a good thing. How could this be the result? Although I felt wronged, I was even in tears. I still tried hard to search within and see what attachment had surfaced. I found that I could not take criticism from others. I felt that I had lost face because of it. Therefore, whenever I hear different opinions, I always argue and try to find excuses. I also have vanity and jealousy. Practitioner A was younger, but absolutely correct here. I had my own agenda and wanted to reach a certain goal. I exaggerated and was cunning and did not consider the feelings of others. I always wanted to hurry up and finish projects fast. Just the next day, other practitioners provided some funding, which was sufficient for the project. So I returned the 2,000 yuan to that practitioner. On the path of cultivation, there are cultivation factors. Merely through this small incident, my many attachments were exposed. Practitioner A admitted the attitude issue from her side. We started studying the Fa calmly and sending strong righteous thoughts to eliminate human notions and gaps. We became more compassionate and harmonized. C. Needing righteous thoughts instead of human notions. In my day-to-day life, I have always told myself I need to have righteous thoughts instead of human notions. For example, two practitioners in our area, a mother and a daughter, were arrested, and their case was considered as a major one. In order to keep abreast of the progress and the situation of the practitioners, we had to get in touch with their family and communicate with them. Some practitioners said, "You should not go to their house. Police are monitoring the house." I also considered that factor, but when thinking about the responsibilities and mission of Fa rectification, self seemed to be gone. It was all divine thoughts in my mind. On my way there, I said to myself, "I am Master Li Hongzhu's disciple. I do not want or acknowledge any other arrangements." When I got there, I saw that the family was suffering greatly and was hoping some practitioners would come and talk to them. We found out about the situation and notified the local practitioners in time. We also sent pertinent information to the Mingwei website and significantly suppressed the evil. In our cultivation, we often face choices. Habitual thinking often plays a role at this time. If practitioners choose the human notions, then they will be human and will be controlled by human rules. Then troubles will come. If practitioners choose righteous thoughts, our path will be wider and wider, because everything must make way for Fa rectification. Conclusion. We practitioners have come from different far away cosmoses. Now it is time for us to return home. Anything and everything happens because of our cultivation. I will continue to search within to correct anything that is not righteous and will be worthy of Master's benevolent salvation. I will vigorously advance on the path of return. Hsu.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.